here's a story from The World.
In Greece, tens of thousands of asylum seekers from places like Afghanistan and Syria are stuck in overcrowded camps, waiting for their applications to be processed. The people considered especially vulnerable have gotten housing and other services as they wait for their cases to be decided. That's done through an EU-funded program called Estia. But a recent change to the program means thousands of refugees could soon end up on the street. Here's The World's Lydia Emanuelidou.
When Bori Alhaidi and her four young kids got on a boat in Turkey to make the treacherous journey to Greece a few years ago, they had virtually no other choice. They're Yazidis, a religious and ethnic minority from Sinjar in northern Iraq. In 2014, ISIS launched what the UN now calls a genocide against Yazidis, murdering thousands. Alhaidi says her own husband was kidnapped by ISIS. She still doesn't know if he's dead or alive. Alhaidi told me her story from the small apartment where she lives with her four kids. It's 10 minutes outside of Thessaloniki, the second largest city in Greece. She gets this apartment through Estia. She qualified for the EU-funded program because she's a single mom and because of mental health issues she said she's developed since her husband's disappearance. As part of the program, the family also gets a 400 euro monthly stipend. That's about $450. Alhaidi says they barely get by, but the housing and stipend helped as the family went through the asylum process. This month, though, the payments stopped coming, and Alhaidi was told she'd have 30 days to leave her apartment by July 1st. That's tomorrow. More than 6,000 others face the same deadline because of new rules set by the Greek government. It says that spots for Estia are limited and that it wants to make room for asylum seekers waiting out their applications in camps on the Greek islands and elsewhere. I visited one of these camps back in March. Moria on Lesbos Island is severely overcrowded. Some 20,000 people, many of them children, live there. The place was built for about 3,000 people. The small makeshift tents people sleep in are practically stacked on top of each other. There's mud everywhere. Conditions are unsanitary. So we're passing over a little bridge at the camp, and underneath there's just trash everywhere. The Greek government says it wants to move through asylum requests more quickly and that it wants people who qualify to wait out their applications in more humane conditions, which is why earlier this year they changed the rules. Once people get asylum, they now have 30 days to leave government programs like Estia. Before that, they had 6 months. This is why Alhaidi, who does have asylum, was given 30 days to leave. In a TV interview earlier in June, Greece's migration and asylum minister, Notis Mitarakis, said the government doesn't have the capacity to give housing, a stipend, and other services to people applying for asylum and to those who already have it.
Δεν θέλουμε από την άλλη να γεμίσουμε την Ελλάδα δομές και να φιλοξενούμε ιδρυματοποιημένους αυτούς που πλέον δεν δικαιούνται.
He suggested that the program is being abused by people who no longer qualify for it. He said that there are thousands who got asylum last year and the year before, but ignored the previous 6-month grace period and are still getting the perks. Alhaidi says she got her asylum back in 2018, but she says she wasn't aware of any rules that she had to leave after 6 months, so she stayed. Zoe Kokalou is with Arsis, an NGO that works with asylum seekers in the Estia program. She agrees that something needs to be done about the more than 35,000 people living in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions on Greek islands. These migrants, she says, need to be taken away from the mud, the makeshift tents, the trash, the unsanitary conditions, and be put in a safe environment. But forcing those who are already vulnerable out of state-funded accommodations is not the way to go about it, she says. Lefteris Papagiannakis agrees. He's with another NGO, also involved with the Estia program. It's called Solidarity Now. He says Estia was always meant to provide temporary relief to asylum seekers.
The goal of the Estia is to empower people to move on their own. But when you lack the next step, then you just put them on their own out in the street.
Papayanaki says the Greek government doesn't have a solid integration plan for recognized refugees to help them get jobs, long-term housing, to learn the language. A struggling economy and the impact of the pandemic don't help. And he says the fairly new government, which came into power last summer, has taken an increasingly anti-migrant stance.
Greece has never worked with, doing integration before. Now it becomes increasingly difficult because the policy of the government changed, the narrative of the government changed. It became more toxic.
Integration, he says, requires the cooperation of Greek society. They need to employ refugees, rent out apartments to them. But people are less willing to do that in this environment.
Because when you demonize refugees and then you ask from the whole society to show solidarity, it sends mixed messages and people react. It makes complete sense. The same thing happened in Hungary, the same thing happened in Poland.
In France, and to some extent in Germany, he says. As for the Estia program, Papayanaki says he doesn't buy that the government has migrants' best interest in mind. He points to the fact that just this month, the government said that it was slashing 30% of the budget for the program.
It is all being done with an end goal to deter people from coming, making things difficult in order for people to be deterred
from coming and deterred from staying. We reached out to the Greek government for an interview, but they didn't get back to us. In the meantime, thousands of refugees are waiting to see how the new rules will be enforced. More than 6,000 are at risk of being evicted, and that number will keep growing every month. Boreal Heidi and her four kids are supposed to leave their apartment by tomorrow. She says she hasn't been able to get any sleep, doesn't know what's going to happen next. She does know that she doesn't want to stay in Greece. When she and her kids get the right travel documents, she wants to leave, to try to go to Germany and reunite with some family members that have made it there. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.
From PRX.